Another stab at a ceasefire. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. President Trump has another high-stakes meeting lined up. On Monday, he's expected to speak with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the Oval Office. Yesterday, he met in Alaska with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Fox's Jackie Ibanez has the latest.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says he plans to meet U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington Monday. Zelensky says he had a, quote, long, meaningful conversation with Trump Saturday after he met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska. President Trump returned to the White House early this morning. He called the Alaska meeting productive, but left Alaska without securing an agreement from Putin to end Russia's war in Ukraine. Of course, this all comes as the White House has increased pressure on Russia to end the more than 3 years-long war.
After the summit, the two men held a press conference but did not take any questions. President Putin talked about if President Trump had been in office in 2022.
Today, when President Trump saying that if he was the president back then, there will be no war. And I'm quite sure that it would indeed be so. I can confirm that.
President Trump joined Fox's Hannity in Alaska.
I mean, we were together almost 3 hours. And it was very extensive, and we agreed on a lot of points. I mean, a lot of points were agreed on, but there's not that much. There's, you know, one or two pretty significant items, but I think they can be reached. Now it's really up to President Zelensky to get it done.
Hurricane Erin, now a Category 4 storm. The outer bands of Erin are expected to bring areas of heavy rainfall across the northern Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. Rainfall totals could range from 2 to 4 inches. America's listening to Fox News.
Tucker Carlson said Ray Dalio is one of the world's smartest investors, but more important, he's likely the wisest. Make yourself read this book. That book is How Countries Go Broke, The Big Cycle. In it, Dalio explains the mechanics behind big debt cycles and what they mean for countries with big and increasing debts like the U.S. and what you should do to protect yourself. You can find it wherever books are sold or read a 5-minute summary of the book at economicprinciples.org.
The Trump administration reverses course about who's in charge of the D.C. Police Department.
President Trump's federal takeover of Washington, D.C.'s police department is still in effect, but D.C.'s top cop remains in charge of the city's police force. The city's attorney general filed a lawsuit challenging what he called an unlawful attempt by the federal government to seize control of city police. Attorney General Pam Bondi had named DEA Administrator Terry Cole to be emergency police commissioner overseeing the force, but she toned down that order after the suit was filed. She now says Cole must work with the mayor's office when it comes to directing police. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Hard times for the mayor of the Big Easy.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell has been indicted on federal conspiracy, fraud, and obstruction charges. She's accused of trying to hide a romantic relationship with her bodyguard. Federal prosecutors say Jeffrey Vappi was paid as if he was working, even when the two met alone in apartments and traveled to vineyards for wine tastings. The government also accuses the duo of exchanging encrypted messages through an app to avoid detection and deleting the conversations. Vappi is charged with making false statements and has pleaded not guilty. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Your tax dollars at work. The U.S. is planning to build a $750 million factory in southern Texas to breed billions of sterile flies as it ramps up efforts to keep flesh-eating maggots in Mexico from crossing the border and damaging the American cattle industry. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced Friday that the U.S. hopes to be producing and releasing sterile flies into the wild within a year from the new factory being built on Moore Air Force Base. That's outside of Edinburgh, Texas, about 20 miles from the border. I'm Pam Puso in New York, and this is Fox.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.